St. Margaret of Scotland. In England, Christianity sprouted out of three sources. One of them was the Roman tradition after the collapse of the Roman Empire. This is the time when the Arthur legend was born. The other Christian influence arrived from the north and west, from the direction of Ireland. The third mission arrived via St. Augustine around the 600s. The influence of the Christian church gradually won over more areas and solidified in the years between 800 and 900 AD, kick-starting English missionary works. After William the Conqueror crossed the English Channel at Hastings, he overthrew the troops of the Danish herald Great Knut's son, who rapidly approached from the north, starting a brand new era in English history. Before I would go on with the story and return to England, I will go to Hungary, then back to the island. There were numerous revolts against William the Conqueror and, as one of the results, the descendants of the Ethelings who found refuge in Hungary were called back to England. In 1054, by the leadership of the Bishop of Worcester and the Bishop of Reims, a delegation went to Hungary. Before they arrived, they were stopped at Cologne. Kaiser Heinrich III prevented them from continuing their journey. The two then baby princes, Edmund and Edgar, ended up in St. Stephen's Court. As per the required traditions, Edmund married the older daughter of St. Stephen, who later married Count Otto from Merlenburg. Their child became St. Eberhard. Edmund died at a young age, leaving this only child behind, who is admired as a saint. Edgar married St. Stephen's other daughter. The two men returned to England
at the invitation of
the Witan. They arrived at a very chaotic time when wars broke out between Harald and William for the succession of the throne after the death of Edward the Confessor. Edmund and Edgar were not able to influence the succession. They had to escape when their situation turned dire. Edgar's wife, Agota, and their three children, the junior Edgar III, Marguerite and Christina, ended up in Scotland. Marguerite married King Malcolm III of Scotland. Their children continued the succession of the Atheling lineage, the blood of Alfred Atheling. During the coronation ceremony today, all kings are asked if they are the descendants of Alfred Atheling. They all respond yes. They can say it since they are all the descendants of St. Marguerite, King Malcolm III of Scotland, and the granddaughter of St. Stephen, Marguerite III. We can all say in a similar fashion that we, Hungarians, are all descendants of St. Stephen. The marriages among Christian dynasties are multi-layered and diversified, which resulted in close connections between families. Queen Marguerite's life story is very interesting. She loved her husband with a great devotion and Christian passion, creating a new lifestyle in the court of the Scottish king. She brought sophistication, a culture more aligned with Western European and Hungarian traditions. Her legacy included founding and establishing monasteries, convents, and creating new traditions and approaches in human relations. It is a very interesting assumption that she taught Scottish women the art of weaving. The name of the kilt has no origins in the ancient Scottish language nor in Gaelic, Celtic, or ancient English. It can be, however, be traced back to the Hungarian word tarka, colorful. It is entirely possible that the colorful Scottish kilt is a Hungarian import from 1,000 years ago. Around 1080, William the Conqueror solidified his reign in England and ruled for 21 years. At the same time, King Malcolm III, along with Queen Saint Marguerite, stabilized the rule in Scotland. They avoided the English feudal system, just like the Scots in the past, became independent from the Western Roman Empire. William the Conqueror died in an accident in 1087. His empire, that had grown in size, was divided among his sons. His elder one, Robert, received Normandy. The middle son inherited England. He was the favorite son of William the Conqueror. He was also
called Redhead after the color of his hair.
The youngest son received a ton of gold, but no territory. After the deaths of Robert and William, the third son, after nefarious circumstances and with the help of his gold, acquired the throne. In order to solidify his reign on the island, he married Matilda, daughter of Malcolm III, and Marguerite.